London was under high security. Only a few weeks after the fanfare of Britain's royal wedding had brought the city's center into lockdown. This time, London streets were cleared for another major event, President Obama's first state visit to the country. Queen Elizabeth II and her consort, Prince Philip, welcomed the Obamas to Buckingham Palace, where they'll spend 2 nights. President and Michelle Obama have met their royal hosts before, 2 years ago. But this time they also spent a few moments with the royal family's newlyweds, Prince William and Catherine Middleton, before stepping outside for a welcoming ceremony, where the president was honored with a 41-gun salute, and in the palace gardens, the U.S. national anthem. It's all part of the traditional pomp and ceremony that surrounds state visits, an important form of diplomatic contact between nations. This trip is designed to show the close relationship between Britain and the U.S. and has drawn a lot of attention across the nation. VOA asked Britons how strong they feel that relationship actually is.
I think it's pretty good. I mean, they both help each other out with the wars and politics and everything. Barack's very involved in, say, you know, with our parliament and as we are with America. I mean, we've helped to fight terrorism and, I mean, a lot of holiday people leave here to go to America.
There tends to be the thought that Britain still thinks that we're a bit of a superpower when we're not really there anymore, but America is, and, you know, it's good to be an ally of the most powerful country in the world. We'd be stupid to turn our backs on that.
I just think certain prime ministers of our country have not always hit it off with presidents. You know, it has to be a warm relationship, and obviously there's personalities that don't always hit it off amazingly, but I think the present leaders do.
British Prime Minister David Cameron and his wife hosted Mr. and Mrs. Obama at Downing Street on Tuesday afternoon, and the President will address Parliament Wednesday. The two leaders had plenty to discuss: the ongoing crisis in Afghanistan and the Middle East, Iran's nuclear ambitions. But for Tuesday evening, the President's plans call him back to Queen Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace, where he and Mrs. Obama will be guests of honor at an evening banquet, sure to be marked with the same splendor and ceremony as the day's events. Sayla Hennessy for VOA News, London.
I'm very pleased to see the first couple.
Hi there, Kay. Sorry, quite noisy just for a moment or two when everybody here outside Westminster Abbey thought